Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
It's the Burt Show.
We have Carl's at Mike music because we got to bring Carl in here. And this is this might be a guy thing, but I read this topic that he has for the show and my heart broke a little bit.
Your heart broke.
Yes.
That's funny.
And I know it's a guy thing.
I think it's a dad thing.
I'm not a dad, though. I mean, it's Sasha.
But he's admitted.
Yeah. So,
definitely, yeah.
Carl is stepping out of his master control for the phone screening room to come seek counsel from the comfort that is the Burt Show.
And it's serious, too, y'all. Serious business. My daughter, the other day, no, last weekend.
I have three kids.
I have an older daughter who just turned 9, and I have my 4-year-old daughter, and then my little dude in the middle. But the last weekend, I saw my wife in the bathroom with my 9-year-old trying on. I don't even know if it was a training bra.
Oh.
I mean, what size do you get at that age?
Yeah, that's a training
baby
bra.
Baby girl's growing up.
Mm-hmm. What was your first reaction?
My first reaction was, why is my wife doing that? She don't really need that. You know, it was like, why is she pushing that on to her? You know,
I don't think a mama will do that.
That's when they start. That's when they start sprouting.
And the daughter's asked for that too.
The daughter's excited.
Not Carl's girl. Carl's girl's 6 years old forever.
I know, right?
Oh,
man,
my God.
4 year old. And the thing is, she's like real small, and you started seeing the little bumps come up.
Yeah, a little nits.
That right there. Oh my gosh. That right there.
And that's why she needs a training bra.
That right there did it for me.
What's the emotion? Can you define it?
It's like, I mean, really, it's my little baby. It's like she's not a baby anymore, of course. And it's like that innocence, you know, like, okay, she's going to start looking at boys. She's going to, just everything, man. Just everything that comes along with it.
It's adulthood. It's like, that is an outward.
It's the on-ramp to puberty. Mm.
The word puberty.
You're like, my little girl's going to be little forever.
Serious, man. And
it's like guys don't have it so much. I mean, maybe like shaving, like getting whiskers on their face, you know? Mm-hmm. But like.
That comes so much later, though.
And I think it's because when I read that, Carl, like
you felt me.
I felt
you
it because,
to,
and I don't even have kids or a daughter or anything.
You said off air your heart broke.
Yes, because next thing because I know what guys are like.
Yeah. And I could appreciate you, Jeff, by even saying that, man. Just for you to be able just to understand where I was coming from. And Jeff said it so randomly. He brought it out the blue. And for him to say that his heart broke, I was like, oh, you feel me, dude.
Oh,
I'm serious. Because when you see the little bumps on everything, the little training bra, okay, I could still. Because she had a little Tweety Bird training bra back in when she was 4. I let her play with it, yeah, whatever. But now she needs it. And just to see the little bumps, that's hard to swallow.
It's traumatic. It's super traumatic for a daddy. We're talking to Carl, who is one of the producers on the show, about his daughter who's getting all grown up.
9-year-old girl.
And she's got her first bra.
But you know what, though? Really, the big thing is that when I saw the bra, the training bra, and I saw the little girly bumps or whatever, really what really kind of...
I think Fergie calls them lovely lady bumps.
Not funny, man. But really the whole thing is, I think it's that who knows what day she's going to come on a period.
That's way down the line.
Ooh,
oh, really?
No, sometimes it's 10.
Really?
Oh. 10 years old?
Fifth grade.
Really?
What?
Really?
Fifth grade.
Who?
You? My sister.
Really?
No.
It's the hormones in the milk. That's what you always hear.
Cows, yeah.
Hey,
because it's usually like 11 and 12, right?
Fifth and sixth grade. That's the age range, though. It's fifth and sixth grade.
I thought
and
she had some
what
time.
Grade is your daughter in, Carl?
She's in the fourth, going to the fifth next year.
Oh,
I know.
So growing up.
And when do boyfriends start calling the house?
Never. They don't ever get through my line.
Sixth and seventh grade. Boys will start calling you.
I don't have to worry. I'm not even worried about that.
I just
I'm gonna write that down.
I just had the vision of like some squeaky voice guy, like, and then you know, Carl opens the door with his big. Can I help you? Hello, Mr. Hamill. Can I see your daughter? And Carl just giving him
the. Like that. Yeah. How young is it?
Yeah, I'm gonna open the door like a lion. Roar, get out of here, like a dog. Just bark him out, bark him away.
From what we learned earlier this morning, boys will just text and Facebook her. They won't actually ever call and ask her out, or they actually won't ever show up
cell
and
phone
ask
yet?
Her in
Not
person.
Yet. You're starting to ask. And that's the reason why. Because I know little stuff starts creeping through the lines, you know, when you get a little cell phone, little text messages from little.
When are you going to let her have
snotty
one?
Snotty-nosed kids.
Little
30.
A cell phone, when she starts going out on her own, you know, when I'm
for
not
going to.
Yeah, for safety reasons, things like that.
Hey, Renee, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Hey, Carl.
Hey, girl.
I call Carla quite a lot, but my little girl's 8 and a half, and she's pushing it. Mommy, we got to go. Mommy, we got to go get me, you know, a grow bra, a training bra, whatever they call them. And she's just at the little bump stage, too, but it's adorable. I mean, this is a big thing for her. So
yeah, she's
gotta,
excited.
You know, go with it.
Yeah, I remember. I thought, it was so exciting.
Mm-hmm. It's different, though, for girls and guys, because girls like Mommy is like, the daughter's becoming more like Mommy.
Well, right. Mom understands what she's feeling.
And for, I think, guys, daughter's becoming more like Mommy, and guys know what they've done to Mommy, and they don't want anybody doing that to their daughter.
That's exactly what it is. Because you know what, guys start looking, and when they start looking, they started thinking and all that. You know, I don't care how old the little dude is.
You guys are so, women are so lucky they don't think, like, know what guys think about.
Oh, yeah.
Is not.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're on the Bert Show, and that's all the conversation we have all the time, so we're still trying to figure out what guys are thinking and.
Especially you,
scared
Carter.
Once when
hey
know,
Rhonda
Jeff reveals it.
What's going on?
Yeah, I just want to let the call know. Yes, it does happen at 10 because it happened to me, and it happened at church.
Wow.
Oh no, yeah, boy. That's a whole other conversation. Oh. So you started at 10?
Yes.
Real? You poor thing. Wow.
And at 10, I was not wearing the training bra. I was wearing a grown woman's bra.
Same with my sister.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. It's different with different people. I mean, I started in sixth grade. That's like 10, 11 years old.
Can I ask you how are you big now? Like, does it, like the earliest does it start? Does it mean how big you'll be? Or
I'd cut her off back.
Oh, okay.
I had a friend who started. Because we felt bad for the girls that started first. Mm-hmm. And there was a friend of ours, who started a year before everybody else, and
apparently we've inadvertently launched into a game of premier period poker because Heather is now joining us.
Well, I just want to tell Carl. I want to finish that thought. Is it telling Carl that usually it the size of the breast indicated at least, and Wendy, tell me if I'm wrong, but the size of the breast indicated how mature she was, and she was about to start.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
just being honest,
Heather, welcome to the show.
How are you guys?
We're all good. Carl's a little sweaty.
The guys are
a
little squirmy.
Yeah, Carl, I understand. I started my period when I was in the third grade. I was 8 years old.
What?
Eight?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Honey, I'm so
You're
sorry.
Still a baby.
Yeah. I've been bleeding for 20 years.
Oh, God.
Okay. Guys who can't handle this conversation. You poor thing.
That line was hysterical.
That's great.
Wow.
I've been bleeding for it's funny.
Hey Liz, welcome to the show. We lose Liz. We lost Liz.
She's laughing at the last comment.
So
bless
I'm
your
curious,
hearts.
Carl, as a dad, as your daughter becomes this, you know, from this your baby, you know, she'll always be your baby, but like she, you know, is growing up. How do you plan to sort of stay in touch with her and not just let it be her, she goes to mom now,
right.
You know, like how do you get over your discomfort with the bra thing or, you know, starting the period thing or whatever and still stay as close with her as you are now when she becomes a little woman?
Mm-hmm.
That's a real good question because I have a hard time trying to.
I got it today. Thank you. Good question.
I have a hard time trying to find that balance. But what I've learned is because when she had the little Tweety Bird bra when she was 4 playing with it, I brought it to her attention and I recognized that she kind of got upset with me. So I recognized that, okay, this is what she wants. So I vent to my wife, and I leave her alone.
But I think what Jen is saying, and tell me if I'm interpreting this right, because you are the male influence in her life, and how her relationship with you will define the men that she dates in her life. So I think that your
No pressure,
sure,
though.
No, well, but it's the truth. And I think that your communication with her and continuing to have a close relationship with her is very important instead of it being like, I'm too uncomfortable with this. I'm just going to, you know, leave. Mm-hmm.
Would you guys,
you know, leave the conversation or never talk about it?
Would you guys believe me if I was about to pick up a phone call from a woman who said that her dad taped her boobs down?
What?
I'd believe that.
Hey, Kim.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
So what did
what happened?
Father Purvis do?
Stop.
Right. My dad, he was a cop. Mm-hmm. And so I know what Carl's going through. My dad freaked out when I started getting little lady lumps. And behind my mom's back for like 2 weeks, he would tape my chest down. Mm-hmm. And so that nobody could tell. And then my mom found out and she had to go get me a training bra. And yeah, usually if you start developing early, it does determine the size. I'm 24 now and pretty big. So, and I started wearing training bras at like 8 and 9 around that time.
Carl, I thought we were going to get help for you. And this is, you're just sweating more.
My baby going to have a nice rack, huh?
So, hey.
Now, don't go all Billy Ray Cyrus on those. What are you, Joe Simpson?
I know, right?
Jackie, can you help Carl?
All I know is that my daughter's in third grade, and I am her teacher's homeroom mom, and she said that two of the little girls have already started.
At what grade again?
Third grade.
Whoa. Wow, those poor things. I mean, you can't help it, obviously, but that's tough to be first.
Yeah.
Or last. You can't. First or last for a girl is very hard.
Yeah. Boys, too. And the thing, I don't want to sound as if I'm too crazy over it, but I encourage her to talk to me. Don't get it. I don't want you all to get it wrong, but I encourage her to talk to me. It's just hard when I go into the room by myself
I'm
and
sure.
just deal with it. You
yeah,
know?
I'm sure.
Ugh. The
so cute. You're such a good dad, Carl.
Oh, my baby.
Aww.
Here, Bird Show.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.